Just watching television the other day, and the Arizona Department of Health is still running commercials saying, get your vaccine, get your booster. And here comes the Florida Surgeon General saying, yeah, actually, the vaccine shows an 84% increase in cardiac issues for young men. 84% increase. Here's cut 43, pediatric ICU nurse, talking about how they were not allowed to talk about heart problems they were seeing due to the vaccine. Play cut 43.
I took care of those children who came in with myocarditis after the vaccine. It was an unspoken thing that we were not allowed to talk about openly on the unit. The day before I was taken away from my position, I was actively giving compressions to a child to keep him alive.
Your thoughts, Dr. McCullough?
Well, I'm seeing the survivors in my clinic, Charlie. They're coming in large numbers. Heart damage, we see it by MRI. Sadly, it's not going away. It leads to heart damage, leads to a scar. The scar is the nidus for an abnormal rhythm called ventricular tachycardia, degenerative ventricular fibrillation, asystole, and that's death. The daughter, the 17-year-old daughter of Democratic Congressman Sean Casten from Illinois, she takes the vaccine. He discloses this in the report in the Hill, and then she dies in her sleep. Again, it's my opinion as a cardiologist that death is due to the vaccine until proven otherwise. He discloses she's perfectly healthy. She had perfectly healthy visits with the doctor. She was planning the rest of her life. You can imagine the grief, the shock, the remorse, the guilt that he has in having his child undergo an unnecessary vaccine.
So, Dr. McCullough, some people say, well, kids drop dead all the time of heart issues. I mean, you've been in this field for decades. You're a cardiologist. Is that true?
It's not true. We have data by Avolio and colleagues from Finland. Before the COVID-19 vaccines, there were 4 cases per for myocarditis per million. It can happen with a parvovirus or another virus. 4 per million. The current estimates are now from a prospective cohort study from Bangkok, Thailand, 25,000 cases per million. 25,000 cases per million. Yes, Charlie, it's through the roof. Myocarditis at this point in time is due to the COVID-19 vaccines until proven otherwise.